I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time for public comment. This period is devoted for comments by the general public about items that are on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to council about items within this jurisdiction, but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait till the comments by the general public period at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Clearly state, if you wish to speak, stand up, clearly speak your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done at the by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for July 9th, 2024?
I move that we approve the minutes for July 9th, 2024.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have an approval of the agenda for August 13th, 2024?
There's been one request just to move the Sandy Valley Schools informational item up to the first one on there. So I move that we approve the agenda with the change that we move the report from Sandy Valley School to number one on the informational item.
Okay, sounds good. All in favor?
Aye.
We would like to receive a report from the Sandy Valley Schools.
May I come up?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. So my name is Todd Hatton with the West End High School. Thank you for having me here. I like to come once a year to report out on the school's doing here and to answer any questions that you may have. For those of you that don't know, we are an elementary middle school. Also represent Good Springs. I do want to report some great news in terms of our academic growth. Last year, and I did share most of this with some of our staff last week. I've been keeping track, again, I've been out there 5 years, but I've been track of the academic data in the last 11 years. The last year was the greatest growth and proficiency that we've seen in the last 11 years. So I'm very proud of the work that our staff is sitting here doing, and most importantly, our students are. So a lot of excitement there. So that is elementary. We've seen in math and English last year, I compared the data to all the Park Head School District elementary and middle schools, and our elementary English and math were, so math was top 5 in the district, English was top 15, and then our middle school math was top 20, which means we could all that range grow both. This is preliminary data, we're waiting for the final data that comes out early September, like the ability to report. And then English, we need some work in that department, middle school as well. big sell there, so that you guys can have different middle school English teachers here and get an assistance for our kids. I hope that'll be resolved with the teacher that does live in Sandy Valley. That reached out, she came with a lot of experience and a lot of recommendations in a positive way at our school. So again, hopefully we'll see that grow at middle school English as well. Our high school students, the last 4 years, we've seen an uptrend in English and math for ACT scores. This year, we surpassed the last 3 years, or this past year, excuse me, we surpassed the last 3 years ago. Again, just wanted to share a lot of great news, academically, which years athletically, those of you that don't know, built back our football program. It's 4 years ago, I believe, right after COVID. Program well. So come out. Let's be don't have a schedule. I know Brian probably shared that and give you guys a little update on where games are and things like that. If not, let's reach out to the school, go to the Sandy Valley School's website. We'd love to have a community there, students. We're welcome to find that game or any games like that. Help support the kids. I think that's pretty much it. We do one more thing. I know in the past few years I have talked about bringing welding ag program back to school. I'm about to say that we did hire a teacher from Washington that started on this week. We're in the process of building on what we call ag mechanics, which includes small machinery, work, and to me, a big piece there is welding. Where kids can get out after a few years for the welding certificate is the goal and get out with a nice job straight out of high school for those. So, yeah. So, we're really excited about that interest in that program. And we put out a survey for students and say, hey, which elective do you want? Which programs do you want? How are you still in programs that I think they would like the programs that the district might be able to offer? And that was always threefold higher. All the other courses. So it's taking years to take money for it because that's something that we've done at the school level and finally here. So it is going to take us probably a year to build the facility. Take the science classroom, get it out in the next couple of months. And there's a whole host of things that go with it. Definitely no construction. It's all new to me. So the fire suppression system. Has to be there, and all the things that are a part of the construction cause again add to us having to wait many years to save up for that. And finally, here we'll build this program called Spending Money this year, where kids are going to be trained on trainer equipment. And then the second semester, once all of that is done, we'll actually bring all the building equipment to start that. Got a great teacher from Washington, like I said. Excited to be out here. He does have a real background, so I think he's going to be perfect. Any questions about the school or anything like that?
How many students?
So we're a little over 300 right now, which is pretty consistent since I've been here. Minus, up and down a few percentage points, but fairly consistent. Our elementary is a little bit bigger, but not by much.
Are our students interested in things other than welding, like automobile mechanics or aircraft mechanics or machining?
So I think they are. I think that our kids, many of our kids, want to use their hands. They're used to doing that and we're all and things. And that's why I wanted to bring that program. Because of the cost, I had to be very careful about which program you bring. Which one brings more exposure, if you will, to our kids, and ag mechanics was the one that seemed more useful to me because it has a lot of different areas. There's also an ag component, which we won't get to anytime soon. But once that teacher gets trained on that, we'll add it as well. So the answer is yes. There's a lot of interest in different areas because we're a small school and very terrible, and how we're going similarly engaged program. All the year, it's for the and it very well, working with machines. Anybody else?
And I think there are some schedules over there if anybody wants it. Donna made some copies. So, and one, I don't know if this is the right place to add, but I'm a teacher at the high school. I just wanted to say thank you to the community church who kind of reached out and did gift bags for us, and the county. I know through Commissioner Jones and the Oscar De La Hoya Foundation, they also ran a supply drive for the teachers and then for the community. So we went up there, it was all the schools in Commissioner Jones' area, just Title I schools, and it was awesome. He was there at the door, I got to chat with him for a second, and everybody that was in there, just appreciative. So even better than the stuff, it was just the fact that there was a lot of love shown to the teachers, and so I just wanted to appreciate our community and our county for those. That was pretty awesome. It was a good way to start.
And if I may add one more thing, also the community has been very gracious to you all. For the last couple of years, we've asked for some heavy fundraising for seniors and our senior trip, and the community has stepped up far much more than anybody expected than all of our seniors on. So just wanted to thank those of you here who helped and many out there that supported our seniors. But again, you know, when they go on these trips and people call it fun, but how we look at it is the more we expose our students to, it helps shift, and for many, it gives them a different mindset as to what's out there and what's possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department?
Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. Month of July, we ended up with 3 fires in construction. Ended up with 22 medical calls, 2 med flights in the valley, and we said goodbye to 3 of the residents. Kind of a busy one. That's still our usual. We're glad we're there for everyone that we were able to pay for. Other than that, I really don't have a whole lot of anything. Say thank you to the folks that came out, got themselves a piece of chicken the other way. I think the next one we're looking at trying to throw some spaghetti down their little throats. So if you're hungry, but short of that, I don't have anything else. Anyone have questions for me? Yes.
September 21st is our international festival with Horse Parade, which our parade's up an hour to 9 a.m. So I'll get the first one reminded that if you want. And we'll ask for it if we can just to figure it out.
Okay. And we'll see what we can do.
Right. So yeah, it's a Saturday. September 21st, Saturday, 9 a.m. parade, ending in the park. And that's going to be Saturday.
Do you have any questions?
Anyone?
Can we receive a report from Metro?
Officer Smith, Metro. Nothing significant to report on our end. As far as being on my letter of text and here, they had the fire out of the wheeler that was up under the fire that was lightning started, seeing a lot of small brush fires, mainly from fire shooting. So if you're out there in the desert, no people are out there. Fire shooting in the desert, no exploding targets, no support rounds, and just, you know, be conscious of what is right there. Brush and spot fire that can grow, especially if you're so, that's all I have to report. Looking back at the questions right now?
Thank you. And you said BLM is not here. Can we receive a report from Bart County Parks and Recreation?
They
handicap parking space on the outside of the concrete courts. And then with that, there would be our trash van. And then once that's done, they're going to pave the parking lot up to the fire department for the parking lot. So we're happy to move on, happy for compost.
I believe that's actually the second.
They started paving today.
So the fence is just temporary for all of that work?
Yeah, until all the work's done. That this would be able to still come in and spark over to the library and maybe set the fence up on the sidewalk. If not, we can always come in the bathroom.
Is that it? And we received a report from Valley Electric.
Okay. Couple things going on in Valley Electric. This is the CEO search. Replaced our retiring CEO. We have a professional agency that's helping us out. We've got a bunch of resumes that we reviewed. We parted down this week, Thursday and Friday. We're going to be having some video interviews. Changes. We've talked a lot about going to time of use rates. That is going to be delayed for a while. We got to a point where we had everything, some testing, and found out that our meters are not capable, many of our meters are not capable of putting out the amount of data that they need to put out for accurate billing. There were already plans, and there was some budgeting for new meters, because we knew we had some obsolete meters, but we're actually stepping that up. We're working on the net metering policy also. That's a policy that deals with solar. If you look at your bills and you look at the cost, the actual cost again, not your total bill, it's an awful lot. It may be higher than last year, but your cost per kilowatt is going to be a little bit lower, just because our energy costs have been lower. And part of the reason that it is a little lower is because of the power cost adjuster that we have. It's actually working to give us a little bit of relief. Everybody wants to know about the fiber to the home when it's coming out. I wish I could tell you tomorrow, but there have been some delays. We are in a new phase. We did see people out here that were doing the make ready part, which was preparing all the poles and actually replacing some poles and putting lines at the proper heights. That was finished. And now crews are out here and they're actually starting to put fiber on the poles. They're not bringing it to the homes yet. They've started to bring it to homes in Rum. And when they're done, they will come out to San Diego. So when they're down there, we'll have a good idea of just how long it's going to take to finish it for us.
Thank you. Can we receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services?
I don't have a whole lot to share. Potholes in the past, I think, are at an all-time terrible level. I have sent them in. We're on the list. We have to wait our turn, but I think they're getting worse every day. And then the gravel, I didn't get any rain the other day, but it must have rained in the past like crazy because there's gravel all over. So I actually called that in on Sunday. I'm going to come out as soon as I can to get to that. The project is still slated to start beginning of next year, first quarter next year, to redo the whole pass. So just be ready for traffic slowdowns when we get there. And I think that's all. Unless somebody has questions for me.
Any more word on the solar, 3,300 acres? I know, I don't want to make you cry, but.
No. I am doing a bunch of research, and I mean, No, there's nothing new, but I have found some movement. So when we're ready to browse the material, I'll let y'all know.
Any idea, they've mentioned where they plan on getting the natural gas from?
There is natural gas.
Using the one on for Barron?
No, this one. So. Hey, oh, sorry.
I was wondering if you ran a very successful life program at the community center and our grant ran out. So I was wondering if there's any way that we can get a grant from the county, I guess, to do a commercial kitchen. And it involves a grease trap. Now I don't know if there's a difference between city or septic versus, you know, versus city plumbing. If they are the same standards or not. Is there a grant the county can give to the Sandy Valley Senior Center to bring it up to commercial standards? Are there grants for a ride of pay lunch program for the seniors? We've run, like I said, we've run a very successful lunch program on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we have at least 200 if not more people. And we also made lunches for home deliveries. So I know a lot of the residents or the people miss it. So right now we could kind of meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays, have the senior people that would just like to get out of their homes and socialize, because I know that's one of the big things, especially with winter coming. So I would like to put it on the docket. I don't know what I need to do. I'm presenting this to you because people have asked me.
Well, that's not something that would go through the CAC. That's something. Who was the grant with before? Did the grant?
It was through the Keystone Food Care Program, and they had to create the meals off-site and bring them into the kitchen.
Okay.
And so it was kind of excess steps, but
they have. They have to provide a free meal to the seniors, and I guess the grant ran out.
Planning and zoning. Bustamante, Renteria Guadalupe. Waiver of development standards for the following. 1, reduce setbacks. 2, reduce building separation between accessory structures in conjunction with proposed single family residence on 1.93 acres in RS 80, single resident family 80 zone. Generally located on the north side of Woods Avenue, the east side of Pequot within Sandy Valley, for possible action. Pardon? Do you have anything additional that you would like to add to? Okay.
What I was submitted to the county with the application is the color one.
So for the audience, why don't you explain the project a little, explain what you're asking, so that the people that don't have the information know what you're asking.
I'm asking for a waiver for all the because we built the room with 24 feet apart from the fence instead of 50 feet. So asking to reduce a waiver for that and for it's nothing but waiver, but it's
the word you're looking for, I think it's setback.
Setback? Oh, okay. Setback on the I think it's just that in the room that we built for the to cover the water pump. It is too close to the barn.
I can help out a little bit here just based on what we have. It looks like there's four things. There's reduce the rear setback for the primary building, which is the room that she was talking about, proposed single family residence to 24 feet where 50 feet is required per title 30.02.02. And then we've got reduce, the second one is reduce the side interior setback for an accessory shade structure to 0 feet where 5 feet is required per the same title. That's 100% reduction. The next one is to reduce the building separation between accessory structures. This is water pump room, accessory agriculture building, and shade barn to 4 feet where a minimum building separation of 6 feet is required for the same section. And then the last one is to reduce building separation between the accessory structures. This is the accessory agricultural building and shade structure to 0 feet where 6 feet is required per section 30.02.02. So there's kind of four different waivers within that.
Can you come over here a minute and point to what is this building?
This is a container.
That's a container. Yes. Okay. And that's your barn. That's the shade structure, well house.
Yes. And this is the mm-hmm. the 16 room.
Okay. I don't have any problem waiving the separation between the well house and the barn.
Well, it appears we have, just looking at the notes from the county meetings, there were three cards sent in against these waivers of development standards. There was an email, I don't know if that tied into this those cards or not, that was against it. But I'm not sure on that.
Everything in both.
Let's see, I think it's in a different this one here. So this is the stuff where it said that they held it but there were three protest parts on that one, but it doesn't know other information.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else has any comments or questions or this is the
comments or questions.
That's another prompt. Right.
Okay.
So that's what I'm kind of.
Are they here?
And I don't know if there's any. Or is there anybody there? This is the one that's the building. So I don't know that's a property that doesn't send the bill that he's worked with that.
This is like, was it thing sending?
This is really kind of. That's the world house.
Oh, I see.
The shade structure. That doesn't violate the wildland there.
We have to open it for.
Do you want to open for public comment, and we can kind of discuss between the two?
Does anybody have any comment on the?
Yeah, I do. So setbacks are typically in place, my knowledge, for safety reasons. Property get catches on fire, you don't burn your neighbor's property. General contractor pays for multifamily, so have to deal with that kind of stuff all the time. I'm very wide of property. Seems to me like there's three different properties that have market rules for any kind of setback requirement. It's going to be all about right up in the shape structures. However, do you grant somebody, the right to do that, or recommended to the county, saying, well, you have other people done better, and this is a fire safety thing? Be, I said, no. On that. For the accessory dwelling against the 2-0 law. They don't even allow that, a sprinkler building, I guess. It's not allowed.
Setbacks aren't only for safety, they're also for,
There's multiple reasons, but that is one of the major ones.
Right, absolutely. But it's also just for, open space, not crowding of buildings.
Correct.
Moving about property, things like that.
However, we're just talking about, open space. I don't think we, if it's really not being an issue, but when you talk about if her property gets on fire, or even her neighbor's property, then the shade structure that she has already built right up against the property is going to catch on fire.
Which will in turn catch the barn on fire, which will in turn catch the.
Catches everything.
The wellhouse on fire. Does anybody else have any comments?
Well, her house made that injury. I know a lot of people that live here, that have a lot of people, they don't do nothing because they're American and white, and we are Hispanic. That's not right.
No.
Why, yes.
It means the first time they go to apply for something, they're going to have the same problem.
I have people in Hispanic people that say things, who are applying for something and they did it. They say no because we are Hispanic. We have wrong people in the town.
I feel thoroughly, thoroughly insulted. I have any more comments? Okay, we're closing the comments.
So I'll add just really quick, because I was reading through the analysis from the comprehensive planner. So this is what came from this. This has been going on, like I read the background, it's been going on since about 2021. So it's not like this just popped up before, I think they said it moved out in 2023. It says project site measures 1.93 acres and is large enough to accommodate the construction of an accessory structures in a single family residence without the reductions to the rear setback and side interior setback. Additionally, building separations could be met. The applicant has not provided a justification to warrant the approval of the reduction to the setbacks and building separations for the structures. Staff finds that the site does not have unique circumstances or topographical features to justify the requested reductions, and that the request is a self-imposed hardship. Therefore, staff recommends denial of the request. So that's coming from the county that they've been working with since 2021. That's the other thing I wanted to kind of mention in there.
As I've mentioned earlier, I in favor of waiving the separation of the two small structures, the barn and the well house. The shade structure should not be to zero on the fence. It should be, I think you should find a way to wrap it around and move it around to the other corner of the building, on the same corner, other side of them, from this location to this location. That'll give you the separation that you need without too major of a problem.
Yeah.
The big problem I have is with this building here being 24 feet from the fence. There's a huge lot here. When you go to build the rest of the building that you want to build wrapped around that, the cost of getting that building right there permitted to the point where the county will allow you to build the rest of that will cost you more than to build the building and then take that part down at a later date. And it would also, you can build it in the proper location out 50 feet away from the fence. I am inclined to grant you that part of the waiver, not grant you this one or this one. But I don't think you should have to tear that down. I think, is there any way that they could be granted 2 years to use that structure while they build the other house, get the permits and build the other house?
I don't think that structure.
Okay.
That's not something you can grant.
Okay.
If it's not up to standard as a dwelling, you can't make it a dwelling.
That's right.
You know, okay. Nothing you can do.
And we don't do anything with the building codes. We're just on the waiver for the setbacks.
We have 4 waivers.
Okay.
So what does it need to be part to be a dwelling?
You have to have at least a kitchen, and there's a certain square foot. I don't know the building code, but I know at least it has to have a kitchen qualifies as well.
That's what, when I submitted the application, I submitted part of the we were willing to build a kitchen and a living room.
So right, but it doesn't have a kitchen now.
Okay.
So I don't know if they'll let you live in it as you build the other one. I don't know. That's up to the building department. That's a building code issue.
You would probably be better off to say it's for storage while you're building your house.
Right, ours is, we're just an advisory board. This goes to the county eventually, so the county's going to hear this one way or another as well. They make the final determination.
The so county. That could stay as a storage so we could get the license, the permits to build the house?
That I don't know.
We don't know if they'll let you. I would tend to just say you should probably apply to have the building built separate from that building in the proper location, 50 feet with 50 foot setback. And maybe they'll let you keep that there as storage for tools and things like that. You might want to not mention that. Does anybody have a motion on this?
So if you look on the 7 page, you have waiver 1 and 2, and you could do 1A, 1B,
yeah,
and
sorry, so I motion to go with motion 2A, reduce the building separation between accessory structures, water pump room, accessory agriculture building, and shade barn to 4 feet, where minimum building separation of 6 feet is required per section 30.02.02, a 33.4% reduction.
And what about the others? We have to cover all of them.
Do we have to cover all in the motion, or do we need those to separate?
You
one.
One.
Yeah. Well, you know, it needs to be one motion, and you can say approval of 1A and 1B, and denial of 2A and 2B, or whatever. However, but you mean to say you need to cover all of them.
Okay, so I motion to approve only 2A and deny 1A, 1B, 1B.
Do you have anything to add to that?
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. She's not white.
Okay. I'm not white.
It has nothing to do with race.
And if you were here last month, there was a guy here with setback issues. Actually, a couple of them with setback issues before that were totally white. So it is not. Okay, well, you can think that, but that's it's not that
So where's my next clip? So what should I do then?
You'll go to the planning commission. I would encourage you to go to the building department and find out the rules about a structure that's able to be lived in. Because you're going to have to get building permits for everything. And I don't know if this existing structure is sufficient to be able to make it bigger. I think you're probably going to have to start with something new, and I don't know if you'll be able to live in that building as it is, because it doesn't qualify as it is. So I would encourage you to go talk to the building department and find out what the rules are.
So should I just go to them, or should I wait for them to contact me, or? After this meeting, I would say.
After this meeting, next week on the, is it the 20th? I think it's the 20th, you go to the planning commission.
Yes.
So when you go to the planning commission, you're going to have to explain to them what happened. Just like your justification letter, how you explained everything.
Yes.
You have to explain it to them. They're going to vote on it. And then you're going to have to get building permits, depending on what happens. No matter what happens, you're going to have to get building permits for all the stuff that isn't permitted. So then you'll need to go to the building department, and they'll be able to.
Okay.
And the planning commission will have all of our notes, everything we talked about, because this is recorded as well. And they may disagree with us or may agree with us. That's up to them. They have the final say to make the final vote. Yeah.
Just a second, just because you see other people that are doing that doesn't mean they're right. They probably got contacted. County codes.
It doesn't come here until, like, someone complains to them, they go through and investigate. Like I said, this one's been investigated for several years before we got to this point. If you see something you think's off, you can let them know. They send people out to look, and it's a process. Like, it can be years as it goes through. They try to work with people, and we had a couple of them last month. They're happening a little bit more often now, so.
Thank you.
This is the portion dedicated to comments by the general public. Does anybody have anything interesting to say?
Neil Beckman. Some cuttings, et cetera. We just had the previous meeting with the San Luis Gate meeting where we put on all the major events out here. We're raising money through a raffle. We've got tickets to them. I've got tickets here. She has tickets. There's tickets at the post office and the Edelsburg. So far in the raffle, we have a meal for two at the Garden Bay South Point, two headliner show tickets for South Point, two nights hotel today, South Point, workmanship training, whether it's intro or advanced from Kingston Ranch, pickleball lessons for 1 to 4 people at Kingston Ranch, family swim session at Kingston Ranch, family stargazing, and astronomy session at Kingston Ranch, two sign books by Elmer Key at their cowboy poetry, and he's also at Kingston Ranch, and he donated 6 things. Gift basket from the Idol's Birth, gift basket from Heidi Beer, Saloon, gift basket from Parks and Rec, pancake breakfast for 2 at the Senior Center, 1 hour massage from my husband, the muscle relaxer, either here or in Vegas. Half page ad is happening. There's two prizes that are snacks and 2 show tickets at Fram, 2 separate certificates for that. And there's a gift basket from Valley Electric that says tomorrow maker with all the fixings and that's more. So those are the items we have so far. We're trying to get it all. Airplane rides and helicopter ride and tractor supplies get back that we haven't seen yet. So we'll be adding items. The drawing is September 21st at the International Festival. We'll also sell tickets that day and after the raffle that day. So
anybody else?
I'm going to be letting everybody know about games. It was homecoming up. In fact, our first home game is going to be for volleyball. It's all just open. But the 26th, which is a Monday, is a home game at 3 p.m. for JV and 4 p.m. for varsity.
And then our first home game for football will be on the 30th. So, but all that will be updated on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, and then we'll be shared in the groups in town. So, yeah. And then, like, Mr. Hatt, we start looking at the schedule on the website for school. That's all.
Anybody else?
Yeah, there's a ticket.
So just that everybody knows, I don't know if any of you are interested, but middle school games are cash only. High school games are ticket spigot or credit card.
And I'll throw in there, if you're planning on going to all the games, you can get the family pass, which is you and up to five other of your, it's supposed to be, I think, immediate family members. But if you go to a few games, that'll pay for itself. And that gets you into volleyball and football the season. When it goes to the winter season, you have to do a separate one on that one. We have quite a few.
And I believe it's 62. If you're over 62, you're free to get in.
You have to have your ID.
Military discount, too. And then I have something to announce. Our dinner is August.
September 8th.
Today's August 8th. September 8th. So if you want to drive, if that spaghetti dinner he was talking about, this drive-through spaghetti dinner, it will be on September 8th.
5 to 7. 5.
Is that a Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay, no later than the 5 to 7.
Is that everything? Okay. The next meeting is September 10th, 2024. This meeting is adjourned.